the Friday morning mailbag. The accumulations of your communications throughout the week via the text, tweets, DMs, Facebooks, occasional TikTok, email, once upon a time prison letters. We miss the jail mail.
I know. Come on, guys.
But always love hearing from you. Every which way, even criticisms.
You've got mail.
That's right.
What happened?
Looking at the Hank FM, do we have a newsletter? No.
Dang it.
Well, our sister station did, but we did not.
Oh.
Maybe it's a problem with the app. I'm not sure. And of the corporate side of emails that we're not supposed to read, well, we have been talking about it.
Mm-mm.
This came from engineering yesterday. We have successfully switched over to our new streaming service. If you hear of anyone having streaming issues, the easiest thing to do is direct them to the FAQ pages on our websites and of the steps to resolve their issues.
See what we did there.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what we've done throughout the morning.
It's orange. It's very Taylor.
Yeah, we are here to help you and here to get you a customer service representative of your choosing. Either which
way.
What could
go wrong?
We hope you're listening some way or another. Many of you are because I've seen several alohas.
Aloha.
Aloha.
To go with your return from Hawaii and your Hawaiian shirt on Hawaiian shirt.
Hey, nice. We've got spirits.
Aloha.
Mm-hmm.
And also with you.
Okay. Coming from Laura on the road. Good morning, y'all. Making a chocolate cake for my nephew's birthday here in Mississippi. So again, to your point, if you're having a problem with the app, mm-hmm. not only can you go to the Hank FM website, you can just call Laura.
Okay.
She seems to have figured it out.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she's tech support.
There it
go,
is.
Laura.
You've got mail.
Go.
Yeah. Boy, that streams well on the 56K dial-up from AOL. Speaking of the app, Harry and Joshua says, good morning, KB, Heather Lee. I'm glad to be listening to you on the app this morning. So we've also successfully done that. Coming up yesterday off our, and I'm worried about what kind of condition we're going to find the Willow Float Bucket in next week after the Elmer's glue, to which Doris, the goat of Willow Float, repeatedly was trying to get us to eat it. But it's okay.
No.
Because, Noelle, it's not a do as I say thing. Doris also said she ate, well, she made a distinction. She said, I ate paste, but not glue.
Yeah, come on, KB.
Yummy. Ugh. And then about the weird stuff that's in there, she's definitely saying that that's mold.
I don't think that's
differ.
Really... Yeah.
I beg to differ.
Uh-huh.
I think it's an interpretation of what you want it to be.
Off the Facebook lines, the sign with the armadillo, those are the filming locations from the newest Yellowstone spinoff.
Right.
Yeah, this was up in Mineral Wells. And this user didn't have a name, but he said each show has a special symbol for their signs.
Gotcha.
So it is really like a secret society. Meanwhile, off the text lines, one word is optimistic. It's from the 209.
Oh.
I don't know what any of that means.
Okay.
But she's looking on the bright side of life, right?
Keep it going, yeah. Uh-huh. I like that look on things. Julia in Louisville. Oh, this is earlier in the week for our top 10. The top 10 signs it's going to be a good school year on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was you're a teacher and nobody's called you mom yet.
Ooh, yeah.
Julia in Louisville said, I had a group of college football players ask if they could call me mom several years ago. They were Aggies. LOL. It was a history class and the campus didn't align. Okay.
Gig 'em, baby.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. This is from my daughter, from the bus.
Oh.
This man has no clue where he's going.
Uh-oh.
We are cooked.
Okay.
All right. We're doing great in the bus line. Hello, honey. Mommy's right over here.
Mm-hmm.
Also off the text lines. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Kenna.
Hi, Kenna. Yeah. Oh, that would be Kenna, who we talked to in Cleburne.
Not necessarily the news.
Big fan.
There we go.
That's her favorite feature.
She knows.
The only person ever to admit that. We appreciate that very much, Kenna.
Another one is, apparently they didn't get through to the website. It's, hello, is this 92.1 Hank FM? Now,
are we?
We are Hank FM. This was also from August 4th when I was gone. So I'd like to thank everyone for keeping up around here. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. This one comes in. My name's Emma. I'm texting you all the way from British Columbia, Canada.
Oh,
I have 92.1 Hank FM playing all day, every day in my chicken coop. here up north. I'm doing barn chores right now. Could y'all play I'll Think of a Reason Later by Leanne Womack? Please, we'll do that. Coming up, Emma up in B.C., Canada, in her chicken coop.
Love that. See?
We've long since been number one in barns around here. Now we're going international.
Number one.
Thank you.
Barn game strong.
You know it.
This is from Mark Phillips. FYI, Heather, Hank's Cruise Night starts back up on Thursday, September 4th.
There you go.
Are you still good with doing this each and every Thursday? And I said, heck yeah, I am. And then he wrote back, bueno, or should I say, mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha, Mark.
Great to be back at Boo Rays on Cruise Night.
Larry knows. Larry always wears the Hawaiian shirts.
Tracy, the barrel racer, yesterday said, y'all know I'm fairly new to Texas. Should I be concerned that most of your goofy social media posts come from the mineral wells area where I choose to live? I wouldn't be concerned. I'd just celebrate it. It's the crazy water there.
Just
does something. In fact, Amanda asked, how do you become an official channel for this second week for Mineral Wells, Texas? I hear you say Weatherford, Stephenville, but we're right there. Well, you're on our channel. In fact, we devote our non-working stream today to you.
Aww.
Mineral Wells. It's working somewhere. Maybe that's it. Terry wants to know what I got to do to get a handshake tour in Dublin. Well, what are you willing to do? No, we are not in the decision-making process of that. We are not in the situation room, unfortunately, on where we go on those. I guess we do have input. Okay, Dublin, you volunteer as tribute. We will run that up the flagpole. Congratulations.
Or just go to the app instructions on the website.
No, that's not going to help you on that.
Dang it.
Or even
sorry.
To the app. On our hometown handshake tour, of course, that when we were there and it kind of kick-started it while you were gone, the Cleburne versus Burleson rivalry sparked up again.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
and notably since had more Hank fans piling on from Cleburne. So Burleson, come on. I mean, we don't pick favorites, but we will fan flames. Plus, Doris was saying.
Burleson usually whoops our butt behind, but, you know, it's whatever.
Yeah,
it's
football.
Whatever.
That's it, yeah. Follow up to last week while you were gone also. Mm-hmm. Few people actually did think the character voices that we have on the hotline on the show were AI.
No.
Yeah. Have you listened to them? There's no intelligence involved in that.
I was going
to
say.
But this asked this week, have you ever used AI for the show? We've messed with it a little bit. Our writing staff, I can tell you, does not use it. They don't even have Wi-Fi in the home office, so don't worry there.
It's the whole dial-up AOL thing.
Yeah. There may be some. If I could sing, there wouldn't be any at all. But good old-fashioned intelligence right here. And then Dale said, thanks for doing traffic. Well, you're welcome. Actually, mahalo.
Aloha.
There you go. There it is. Friday morning mailbag. We'd love to hear from you because then we tell everybody about it. Friday morning fake news. That is coming up next.
In the middle of another can't miss morning. KB and Heather Lee.